3 o'clock crowd. We're almost there, people. 4th of July weekend. Hopefully you are getting some time off, getting Monday off and all that stuff. And in the meantime, we're giving you
It Friday.
So the Kyrie tweet has come out. It is a cage. It's a GIF. It's a cage. And a bird flying out of the cage. I mean, it's sort of self-explanatory, but...
By the way, somebody said Johnny Depp is playing with Jeff Beck,
yeah,
not
Jeff Beck.
Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, and also there's one other correction here, which is...
Listen long enough, we'll have several of these.
Yeah, Billy Ocean's song from Jewel of the Nile was When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going.
Yeah,
Get Out of My Dreams was, as Funch correctly pointed out, from License to Drive. It's almost like at the end of the show, we should just go through and...
Do what they do on PTI.
And just, here are the corrections. here are all the mistakes we made today.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dedrick in Santa Clarita. Hey, Dedrick, you're on 710. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Good, yeah. I was just heard the tweet, and I was thinking, he's talking about Kevin Durant seeing a chicken flew the coop.
You're saying that's Durant. No, I don't agree.
Yeah, now I'm lost.
I'm lost.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
All right, so the guy that I have nothing in common with, John.
Yeah.
Kevin Ford of Las Vegas, Nevada, has been working as a cook and cashier at the Burger King in the airport, the McCarran International Airport, for the past 27 years, and he's never missed a day of work in that time. Now, when he showed up on what it was the 27th anniversary of his employment, he didn't make a big deal about it, and not even his bosses were aware of it. They ended up giving him like a Starbucks gift card and a movie ticket and a candy bar and a backpack for all of it to fit in. That's what he got for 27 years of service without missing a day at the Burger King at the airport.
So is your point here that attendance at work is overrated?
Yes, it's
yeah.
A very good point.
I think you're right. I think you've actually got it right, and the most of us who don't take time off have it wrong.
Right.
I
like work. I think work is fun. I have fun doing the show, but I also value my off time. That's why when we negotiate our new contracts, I said, listen, I want 7 weeks vacation. They said, well, we're going to pay you this then. And they cut my salary, and I was like, okay, fine. I'll just cut my salary. I'll take the 7 weeks vacation.
The one thing, you know, I will say is that I think that most, like, if you look at Europe,
yeah,
like they do that thing. What do they call it? Siesta in the
siesta,
afternoon.
Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of them turn off corporate email and texting after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
I think most of us probably work too much.
I think Americans work too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Americans work too much.
There should be less work.
In a lot of places, they're trying now a 4-day work week.
I say, well, let's start. Let's bring that. let's bring that back.
Yeah. Like the Johnny Carson schedule.
Yeah.
He was off every Monday.
Every Friday, wasn't it?
Was it Friday or was it Monday?
Yeah,
I thought Monday was Leno.
I thought it was every Friday.
Yeah, he worked 4 days a week. God bless him. He was the best. He was the best. You know, there's a lot of talk about this Freddie Freeman story and whether or not, he got the last offer from
right.
Atlanta and all that stuff. A guy from Sports Illustrated, his name is Will Laws. You actually sent this story, John. Will Laws says it would be disingenuous for Freeman to embrace the Dodgers in a few months as he did the Braves over the course of 15 years.
Right. I think Kershaw's point was that he knew he really missed Atlanta and had strong feelings about playing there, but he wanted him to be appreciative of where he was now. That he felt like, I think Kershaw felt like, look, you've been given an opportunity here to compete for the World Series every year. We really like you. You're a good player. We hope that you don't look at us as the second fiddle. And then on top of that, when Freddie Freeman fired his agent, who was also Kershaw's agent, I think Kershaw took it as, well, kind of a backhanded slap at the Dodgers, don't you think? Do you think that's how Kershaw interpreted it?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think the interpretation by Kershaw, and maybe right. First of all, there's all this stuff with the agent, right? And the agent, whether he did take the final offer, didn't take the final offer, we don't know. The agent says, Casey Close says it was the Braves who were mischaracterizing things, and that's right. Where the bad information came from. But I don't think that means that it's disingenuous for Freeman to embrace the Dodgers in a few months as he did the Braves over the course of 15 years. Of course, there's change, but winning does change everything. And I think Freeman will be a great Dodger for the next 6 years.
You think he'll be here for the length of that contract?
100%. 100%. They did not invest in Freddie Freeman for him to leave before 6 years. I think he'll be here for 6 years. You think he's going to leave?
Well, I mean, you could say that about every long. I mean, they gave Zach Greinke a long contract.
They didn't give him a long contract.
They gave him 4 years, didn't they?
No, they offered three. Arizona offered four. And
I'm talking about before that. And I don't think he played to the end of his contract. Guys leave.
Right, but so there's a difference between strategically trading a guy down the road, which I suppose could happen, and somehow the guy's just not going to be a Dodger, or he's not going to fit in, or he's just not happy with the Dodgers.
To be there till he's 38 is kind of a, I don't know, that's a reach to me.
But all this stuff is not Freddie Freeman wants out. Some people have interpreted this, Freddie Freeman wants out. No,
I think Freeman's a great guy.
You're totally overstating it.
Yeah, I think Freeman's a great guy. He just really liked it in Atlanta, and he feels like he was duped.
And nobody likes change. Like, I hate change. I am the ultimate hate change guy. You're not a big lover of change either.
It depends what it is. Like, I think one thing that's helped us over the years doing this show is we consistently have bound, like, is this the fifth place we've done the show?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I think that helps. If we were going to the same place every single day, that would probably get old. But I think you started above Hot Dog on a Stick.
Yes.
Then we went to the CNN building on Sunset Boulevard.
Then we went to the Fox Studios.
No, well, we were in Burbank.
Oh, Burbank. I forgot about Burbank.
And then we were in the Fox Studios, and then we were on La Cienega, and now we're in downtown L.A. I think that kind of change has helped us. But major change, like changing your entire company, your team, that can be a big deal, and that's what Freeman did.
Yeah, that's what Freeman did, and I think it probably does take time, but I don't think it means he's not going to be a good Dodger. I don't think it means he's not going to be productive. He's going to be an all-star wearing blue at Dodger Stadium in a couple
month.
Of weeks. So, yeah, no, he's been fantastic.
Speaking of which, Dodger lineup out. Turner, Freeman, Will Smith, Justin Turner, Muncy, Chris Taylor, Trace Thompson, Bellinger, Austin Barnes. Those are the nine in the lineup tonight against the Padres. You know the Dodgers have beaten the Padres 12 out of the last 13 times they've played?
Yeah.
So they kind of own them.
Yeah.
But now their lead's only 2.5 over San Diego. So tonight's another big game. And tonight, Tony Gonsolin going for 10-0, right?
10-0 for Tony Gonsolin. Now, is he for sure the starter in the All-Star game?
No. But
I think Adam Wainwright is also right there.
Yeah, and there'll be other people looking for a bigger name. Like, Wainwright is exactly the type of name they would love to start the All-Star game because it might be his last one.
Right.
But Gonsolin's going to be on the team.
Oh, no question. He's going to be in the team. Actually, not really. Wainwright's...
I think Dodgers are going to be in the team. Are Gonsolin, Trey Turner, Will Smith...
And hopefully
Freeman. Now, Freeman's got two big first basemen in front of him, right?
He's got Goldschmidt, who's probably going to get voted in.
Right. And then there's one other guy that's having a monster year. I'm trying to remember who it is. But so we'll see. Normally, they can take three at one position and, you know, kind of go from there. But we'll see. I think the other guys make it for sure.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think the fact that it's at Dodger Stadium kind of helps.
I wonder too. What about Tyler Anderson? 8-1,
maybe.
Yeah, 8-1.
Would you take him ahead of Kershaw?
Oh, 100%.
Pete Alonso is the other guy.
Oh, Pete Alonso.
A big
yeah.
Year
no, Kershaw. Yeah, no, Kershaw's not going to be an All-Star. 5-2.
Right.
2.94 ERA. Only started 9 games.
Games at Dodger Stadium might be his last year. That type of thing.
Yeah, I don't think Kershaw makes the team. But I, you know, it is a Dodger Stadium, and there is such a thing as home cooking. And choosing the right guys to make the home team happy. So yeah, maybe he gets in. All right, I wanted to make sure you guys know that we're doing Lie of the Day today, and at some point today, I either have or will tell a lie. And the prize, to me, is like one of the coolest we've ever had. So a lot of you guys went to the Mandy Awards, and you got to hang out with me and John and Cappy and Sedano and everybody, Travis Lee, all those guys. Well, now we're doing this Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby on July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. And you can be one of the participants competing against us. Plus, you get a pair of tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark and MLB Live in downtown LA. Ultimate All-Star Fan Experience. We're going to do that at 3:30. So, have you noticed a lie?
I think I've got it, but I don't know. And you may not have told it yet, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey, while we have a minute here, let me try something on you guys.
Okay.
The top 10 jerseys, NFL jerseys that are being sold. Have you guys seen this list?
No.
All right.
No.
I don't think, Funch, have you seen it?
Glanced at it, but I don't know it by heart, no.
Okay. So I don't think you guys can get this without three strikes. Hmm. And I'll give you a hint. Think of guys in new teams, with good players on new teams.
Okay, so Russell Wilson.
Number one. Russell Wilson is the number one top-selling jersey of 2022. You get three strikes and you're out.
Russell Wilson. Let's see, who else changed? Tyreek Evans.
There are some traditional ones. You mean Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
Strike one. Funch, you got any guesses?
Quarterbacks that moved. Let's think quarterbacks.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, number five.
Ooh. Okay, so Tom Brady's just always there.
Aaron Rodgers,
strike two.
Oh. What quarterbacks changed
rosters? All right, do you want
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, number nine.
Ooh. Okay, there's
you're still alive. Okay, so let me give you some more hints. You have one, two, three, four other quarterbacks that you haven't named yet.
Funch, think about this. Who has changed teams?
Ooh. Changed teams, or let me give you another hint.
Changed teams.
Is new on the scene and is a young rising
Could
star.
Could it be, I want to say
Oh, it's
got to
be Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, number 10.
There you go.
What do you think? What do you guys think about Josh Allen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Number two.
There you go.
Very good.
Have we gotten number one?
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, okay.
All right, so you're missing number three, number four, number six, number seven, and number eight.
How many are quarterbacks?
Two.
There are two quarterbacks left.
So think of young, is new on the scene, but very good, both of the quarterbacks. In big markets. One of them in a big market, the other one, well, both of them in big cities.
Huh.
Big market.
I don't know.
The Patriots quarterback.
Mac Jones.
Boom, number six.
Yeah, good call.
The other one, universally considered one of the biggest rising stars at quarterback, but
what's the guy with the hot mom?
Not
hot mom guy.
Let's say if one of his fans called the show, Mason might hang up on him.
Derek Carr?
Oh, the guy from Crosstown. Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert, number eight.
There you go.
Okay, so you guys are missing.
Good
number,
for Justin Herbert.
Number three, number four, and number seven.
And we're done with quarterbacks.
You are. And
what do you think, AD?
Oh, wait, no, there is one more quarterback. And this guy is a rookie and not even considered to be an elite rookie. He just plays on a heritage team.
He is a rookie.
Rookie. We've talked about him on the show a lot.
Okay, I got it. Kenny Pickett.
Yep, small hands Kenny, number four.
Small hands Pickett.
All right, you're missing number three. I'll give you a hint. Number three and number seven, they're both wide receivers.
Okay, both wide receivers. What about Cooper Kupp? Number 10, Cooper Kupp.
I think you had to be.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Boom! Cooper Kupp, number seven. So you're just missing number three.
And it's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Really good one.
And we're two strikes.
Yep. Really good one.
It couldn't be DK Metcalf, right?
Oh, wait. No, it's The guy that went to the Raiders.
The
guy that went to the Raiders is... Devontae Adams?
Boom! Yes! You guys did it! So it's Russell Wilson 1, Josh Allen 2, Devontae Adams 3, Small Hands Kenny 4.
Small Hands Kenny.
Tom Brady 5, Mac Jones 6, Cooper Kupp 7, Justin Herbert 8, Patrick Mahomes 9, and Joe Burrow 10. Well done, boys.
No there AD, yeah, no Aaron Donald, huh?
Yeah, no AD.
No. Well, keep in mind, this is just 2022.
Right. And no, there were no defensive players there, right?
Months. Correct.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, John, a movie that came out 30 years ago today that has a special place in my heart, and I accidentally bought something from somebody who annoys the living hell out of me.
Weed?
No, I'm happy with my Urba delivery people. They do a great job. So it's not weed, but it is something. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Duval Jameson tweets this. If we went to a four-day work week, would you want Friday or Monday off?
Friday.
I don't know. I get the Sunday scaries. Don't you get the Sunday scaries?
What does that mean?
Where you get to Sunday night and you're like, oh, I got to go back to work. I'm dreading going back to work.
No, because when I come in, it's a happy Monday for me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's always a happy Monday for you.
No, what we should do is all take let's make this four-day work week happen. Okay. I'll take Fridays, you take Mondays.
I love it.
Let's just start doing it.
You know who this is good
for? Mace?
The Cam brothers.
You're off. This Monday, take it off.
He was about to get off.
I was
excited.
All excited for a second. Then I realized.
Hands were
I literally jumped. I actually jumped. I'm like, yeah. Love the way you're thinking.
You're off this Monday. Enjoy it.
Okay. John, who in the world in sports, world of sports, annoys me the most?
Tom Brady.
Correct. So I normally don't buy expensive sunglasses at all.
Oh, I thought you bought the Chonies.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
So I bought this pair of sunglasses.
Why didn't you buy the Magic underwear?
I'm not. I don't believe in Magic underwear. But I bought these sunglasses at the Sunglass Hut. And they're the most expensive sunglasses I've ever bought.
How much?
$189.
Yeah, too
somehow,
much.
And they look great. You got to admit, they look great. And then somebody took them from me and looked at them, and there is a, if you look at it right here,
yeah,
TB12 engraved into the, I accidentally bought Tom Brady branded sunglasses.
Do you like them?
Yeah, he does.
I do. Yeah, I wear them a lot.
Well, if you didn't notice, they say TB12. Other people won't.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, no, it's...
And you could take them back if you wanted.
It's like a designer named Christopher Kloost or something like that. Uh-huh.
So why isn't there a CC instead of a TB?
Because they're expensive, I'm bound to lose them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm bound to lose them.
I only buy Ray-Bans, and I only buy them on sale. So if I lose them, it's no big deal.
Got it. All right, John, 30 years ago today, listen to this.
Say, Evelyn, can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm. Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a Peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a 2-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that love that's 3 feet above your ass!
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
No crying in baseball. 30 years ago today, a league of their own, one of the really fun baseball, and the one, my very first acting role Wizard of League of Their Own.
I've seen this movie many, many times. Yep. I have looked for you many, many times.
I'm never, at the end.
Never seen you.
At the end.
Never seen you.
Angry fan number three. Watch the credits as they go by.
Right, but I'm happy to watch the credits, but I've never seen you on the screen. Did you perhaps get cut out of the movie?
No. I have an old-fashioned E hat on.
Is it when Gina Davis drops the ball?
Yeah, it's right at the very end. It's when Lori Petty and Gina Davis have that thing at home plate, and I'm right in the background, and I slam my hat down.
All right, so I love this movie, and I've read many oral histories of this
movie.
Have
you really?
And I just read one the other day because it's the 30th anniversary. Okay, so little known facts about this movie.
Yep.
Originally, Dottie Hinson was Deborah Winger.
Oh, wow.
And Deborah Winger so objected to the casting of Madonna as All the Way May that she said, she said to Penny Marshall, what are we doing here? Are we making a movie or is this all just a joke? And Penny Marshall said, I don't know what you're talking about, but Madonna's taking this seriously and she's going to be really good. And Deborah Winger said, screw it, I'm out. And they brought in Gina Davis. Can you picture anyone other than Gina Davis playing that role?
No, Gina Davis is perfect for it.
By the way, the guy was going to play the manager. The guy was going to play Jimmy Dugan.
Yeah.
You could totally see being good in this role, but he lost it when they found out Tom Hanks was interested. Jim Belushi.
Oh, Jim Belushi would have been fun in that.
Yeah. Apparently knocked it out of the park with his screen test, and, you know, that was it. But I think this is a great movie. Still totally holds up. There's a couple of scenes in there that are just stolen by guys like John Lovitz, who played the baseball scout.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember who played the baseball announcer?
No.
David Lander, who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah. He was a huge baseball fan, too.
Yeah, because Penny Marshall threw him a bone. Tracy Reiner is Penny Marshall's daughter. She's the one that played Betty Spaghetti, who gets the telegram that her husband was killed in the war.
Mm.
There's so many good parts.
Boy, you know this movie
well. Yeah, it's great.
You know it better than me, and I was in it.
Yeah, it's great.
I just showed up in Evansville, Indiana, and they picked me out of the crowd and said, you wear the old-timey hat and the old-timey suit and slam your hat down when they have that play at home plate.
Marla Hooch, what a hitter. Do you remember that? They did the movie that they played before.
How many times have you watched this? I don't remember movies as well as you do.
Yeah, I've seen this movie a lot.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm
generally...
Well,
frankly, you don't remember a lot of things.
Oh, screw
yeah,
you.
That's true, too.
You know what?
Now, you know the number one issue? The number one issue surrounding this movie.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, this is a debate that has raged on for years.
Literally, it's raged?
Yes.
Okay. There's the
and
this
Gina
is the...
Davis claims she knows the answer and won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Okay. Babalu Mandel and Lowell Ganz, who wrote it.
The writers?
Will not tell anybody.
Okay.
End of the movie. The scene that you're in.
Yep.
Lori Petty, Kit, is barreling around third base.
Right.
There's going to be a play at the plate. There's a collision. Gina Davis tags her. She's out. And then Gina Davis drops the ball.
Yeah.
Lori Petty's safe, and she's the hero. Did Gina Davis drop it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
To do a solid for her sister? Or did she really drop it and Kit was just better that day? What do you think?
Well, what is your theory?
I think Gina Davis is too competitive to drop it. I think on purpose. I think she knocked it out of her hand. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it was completely legit. Because they were sisters, but they were also competitors. Yeah, I'm going to go. It was she dropped the ball. She didn't intend to drop the ball to help Lori Petty.
Although there are hints of the other way. Like, for example, when Gina Davis is talking to Lori Petty's kids, mm-hmm. so she's their aunt, she calls the older one over and says, hey, make sure you look out for Tommy, your little brother. He's smaller than everybody else, and he's going to need a little more help. And he says, okay, Aunt Dottie, and he goes back. Then she calls Tommy, the little one, over. She goes, Tommy, kick his ass. So she was favoring the younger sibling.
Yeah.
Which in that scenario is Lori Petty. So, I don't know.
God, you know this movie way more than I do.
Yeah. Really good movie.
It's a classic.
By the way, little known fact.
Oh, another one.
Tom Hanks' favorite movie of all time.
Is A League of Their Own?
Yeah. He said he had more fun making that movie than any movie he's ever made because he had his whole family with him. At the time, they were little kids. Him and Rita Wilson went wherever they filmed it, in the middle of nowhere. And they were all playing baseball and running the bases before and after all the shoots. And he just says it was his best movie memory.
And that is why John Ireland is the most knowledgeable host.
Right there. He knows, right there. He knows A League of Their Own inside out.
All you had was a quote from the movie.
All I had was Tom
Hanks
saying there's no crying
you
in baseball.
You were in.
I'm in it. And I still
and
don't
I know
remember
more than you.
I remember I was in Evansville, Indiana. That's about all I remember from shooting that movie.
Now, you know what I don't know? And this is dead honest.
Yep.
I have no idea about Lie of the Day.
No?
Yeah. Or, no, I got nothing.
Fudge?
Can't even think about it. I don't even know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send...
This is good.
I'm going to send you one idea.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure this is just a shot in the dark.
Okay.
If this is it, it's a complete Hail Mary luck shot. Okay. I just sent it to you.
There it is.
Tell me if that's it.
That is not it.
Okay.
Not it.
All right.
All right. Coming up, we're going to do Lie of the Day right now. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. At some point today, I have told a lie. And if you're the guy or woman that figures it out, you'll be in our wiffle ball bash on Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sportsplex. You will compete in the Wiffle Ball Bash against me and Sedano and Cappy and Travis and Slee and all everybody here. Everybody here. Plus, you get two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live in downtown LA, June 16th through the 19th. All that stuff. If you know the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN. We will take your guesses next. And then we got Game of Games. Whose game is it today? Is it Jorge? Is it you?
It's mine, yes.
Jorge's game today. Excellent for Game of Games. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, Lie of the Day, really cool prize. Chance to be in the Wiffle Ball Bash with all of us, guys. And let's see. Jorge, you've got no good guess?
Nothing.
Funch doesn't. Ireland, your guess is wrong, so don't ask for help from the crowd here. We will start, as we always do, with line number 7, and that is Fred in Los Angeles.
Fred!
710, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, Fred, what's the lie?
Mace, you didn't talk 2 hours about lizards.
Sorry, I actually did. It's 100% true when I was filling in for Art Bell. I've actually told that story before. It's a weird one.
Yeah.
All right, let's try.
Right, thanks,
Fred. Sorry about that, man. Let's go to Raymond in the high desert. Raymond, you're on 710. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, thanks. I think you panicked and waited till the last second. I think that the League of Your Own was the one.
That he's not an extra in League of Their Own.
That's correct.
All right.
No, I am. I've told the story many times.
Yeah, but I've still never seen you. I almost tempted to give it to Ray.
Nope.
All right.
Too late now.
Let's go to Wally in Marietta. Wally, you're on 710. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Mason.
So what do you think the lie
Wally,
is?
Wally, what's the lie?
I think you've never been to the race, the Indianapolis 500.
No, I have. I got super drunk.
Okay, so that's 3. Mm-hmm. Do you want to give a small hint, or do you want people to keep guessing?
Let's see. Give a hint, Jorge?
Yeah.
Okay, the hint is it involves – it happened late in the show.
Okay.
Happened
that's
late
the
in
hint?
The show. That's the hint.
Okay.
Let's go to Abraham in Boyle Heights. Abraham, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Lie of the day, I think it's the TB12 sunglasses.
Oh, this is good.
Exactly.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Nice
Let's
work,
go,
man.
Baby.
That is an excellent pull by you.
There is no. I was holding up the sunglasses, showing Jorge where there was supposed to be.
Oh, so there was a little. There was a little method to your lie.
I should have ran in there and checked.
Oh, sold man. It up. Sold it up. Hey, Abraham, you're going to be in our wiffle ball bash on July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sportsplex.
Oh,
we'll actually see you out there, man.
Hell yeah. You know I'm about that life. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks, Abram. Appreciate it, man. Put him on hold. Yeah, that wiffle ball bash is going to happen July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. And here's the thing. It is free and open to the public. You know, the Mandy's, everybody paid to get in. We appreciate all that. All that's this is a freebie. This is one we're doing just for fun, just for you guys. City of West Covina Sportsplex, Friday, July the 15th, Wiffle Ball Bash, plus an all-star softball game featuring everybody here at 7:10. And if you again, the event is free and open to the public. If you would like to get on our VIP list, text the word star to 40705 to get on the VIP list for our wiffle ball bash and all-star softball game on the 15th.
Rookie the Dog
yep.
has tweeted, Jorge should be promoted to Bergman's position.
That's actually a
hashtag
really good point.
Send Berg to single A radio.
I actually think Jorge, well, I mean, look, he basically produced the Mandy Awards. I mean, for
right.
all intents, all the amazing stuff was Jorge. I mean, Morales talked a lot, but I mean, it was really Jorge that did all the. Jorge, what do you think? Are you ready to step up?
Absolutely.
As
Does
a
it come with a raise?
Yeah,
well,
yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. Definitely.
Yes, comes with a
well,
raise.
When we get Bergman salary,
a haircut.
Well, we give his salary off the books. It's like, you know, an NBA general manager. We have more cap space.
Exactly. Juvenile tweets. You said join us June 16th as you were promoting that ESPN. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, plus, isn't it July 15th?
Yeah, it's July the 15th.
So you were wrong on the day
and the month? And the month. Close enough. You guys get it.
Oh, man. Come on. Are you okay? Did you guess right on the venue?
Yeah, it's the I'm just reading it, the City of West Covina Sportsplex.
Yeah.
John, should I play a position in the field during
yes.
this game? You think
yes.
so? What position?
It enhances a chance of a Mason moment.
Yeah. What position?
Somewhere where they're going to hit the ball to you. Shortstop.
Shortstop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so yeah. brutal.
But it's wiffle ball, right?
No, no.
Oh,
it's a wiffle ball bash.
The softball one.
Then the softball
yeah,
game, you have
shortstop.
To have a position. I actually
yeah.
ordered wiffle balls and a bat for this week. They'll be here this weekend, so I'm going to have wiffle practice all weekend. Are you going to – you're not going to Keyshawn's birthday party. That's the same weekend.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be out of town.
That's going to be an elaborate affair, I'm sure. Jorge, are you going?
Oh, yeah.
Jorge's
course.
Invited?
Oh, yeah.
Funch, are you invited?
No, wasn't invited.
Wasn't invited?
No. Apparently,
you know who wasn't invited, apparently? Cappy.
Wow.
He can now, is, okay.
Shedano is invited, but
Serious
Cappy
question.
Is not.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Okay. I was invited, but I'm not attending.
Okay.
Could I, or is this bad etiquette, just give my invite to Cap?
Well, it's obviously bad etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
If Keyshawn wanted Cappy at the party, he would have.
But I know Key
him,
pretty well, and I don't think he would mind having Cap there. As a matter of fact, if we called Key, I'm sure he would say, of course, you know, I'll just invite him on my own. So I think this is more of an oversight. I don't think it's intentional that Cap did not get an invite. Don't you agree?
Was it intentional? I think it's an oversight.
Me too.
Yeah, just an oversight.
So if I give him my invite.
I think it's totally fine. I think Cap should be there. That's who I want to party with at Keyshawn's birthday party. I want to party with Cappy.
There you go.
Cappy is, I mean, of all the people, don't you think Cappy's the guy that you want to party with?
Sure. I will extend my invite to Cap. We'll see if he takes it.
Okay. We'll do that coming up because he's going to be here. Yeah, a lot of people, by the way, on Twitter try to figure out the lie of the day, and a lot of people did have it right. Rookie the Dog tweets, hey, I should play pitcher and plunk Greg Bergman when he comes to bat.
It's
a good idea.
Mason, if you're pitching and you don't plunk Bergman, I'll be very disappointed.
I mean, it's softball. Isn't this where you throw the ball real high, you kind of
right.
loft it
underhand.
In?
Yeah. Yeah.
Underhand.
Yeah, but in this case, when you get on the mound, just wind up as hard as you can and drill him right in the wallet.
Oh. Right in the wallet. Yeah. I think Travis is pitching because Travis was a pitcher. I think I should be – what should I be? I
shortstop.
Should go. You think shortstop?
Hell yeah. Oh, jump right in.
Shortstop, for sure.
That's the sure way to get really good video for Carlo and the social media team.
And let's face it, that's the main reason we're doing all this.
Hey, I got an interesting nugget today that I find amazing, and I want to offer congratulations. Do you know that ESPN Los Angeles, 710 ESPN, has got more Twitter followers than any sports radio station in the country?
I did not know that.
Yeah. This is a tribute to Carlo Sisu and Janice Garcia and Josh and all the people that work in social media. We are number
sure?
one. Yeah. Huh. You disagree? You're going to challenge the...
Well, we have 88,000 and change.
Yeah. How many does the Fan in New York have? The Fan...
I mean, I by myself have way more than that. So...
How many... But you're the voice of the Lakers.
Yeah, but I think that's probably...
You think the Fan has more followers? Someplace. Yeah, this is what Amanda told me. This is what boss Amanda said. Is it somebody? Hey, research team.
Right,
that's
no,
you guys
I'm looking
listening.
Up the Fan right now. Yeah, the Fan has way more than us.
How many?
137,000.
Boss Amanda, that's a bold-faced fact. Lie you told me today.
Lie of the day.
Lie of the day.
That was her lie of the day.
Yeah.
Here I'm thinking, by the way, 88,000 is still really great.
They have like 50,000 more than us.
Yeah, all right. We're close. We're number two.
All right, so lie of the day. All right, Game of Games is me, you, Funch, and is anybody from the afternoon show playing?
Jorge.
Funch?
We'll find somebody.
Okay, we'll find somebody.
Laura's here.
Laura hasn't played in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. We'll do Game of Games with Laura. Then we got Super Crosstalk coming up for you with Cappy and Shidano. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time. And Laura from the afternoon show is here.
And
Laura
also, Captain
Romo
wants to play, too.
Cappy wants to play. Hey, Cappy, you're always welcome.
He's not on yet, but he's coming
on. All right, so, Jorge, it's your game today. What are we...
Do I wait for Captain, or...
No, if he's not here, we got to go.
Okay, so I have a total of 14 movie scores. 14 movie scores.
Okay.
You guys have to guess what movie that is.
Okay.
John, can you help me keep track here?
Yep, I'm on it. And so it's Mason, Ireland, Funch, again, and Laura.
Yeah, so I got 14 of these, okay? 14.
Okay, go for it.
Stand by. Let me set this up. And here goes number one.
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. You got it.
Oh, I'm going to suck at this game.
Come on.
It's only one.
Here goes. Number two.
Ireland. Jaws
it is.
1-1. Let's go, mate.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Ireland. Close Encounters of the Third.
No. Funches.
Halloween.
Funch gets it. 1-1.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not going to complain because I don't want to get
Yeah, I'm going to stock you points.
Gonna get
here we
point
go.
Off.
Number four.
Mason. Star Wars.
Star Wars it is. It took you a minute there. Oh,
for me.
Almost got lost in my thoughts there, yeah.
Yeah, number five.
Funches. Back to the Future
it is.
Oh, that's Funch's movie. All
What's
right.
the score?
Funch 2, Mason 2, Ireland 1. Where are you, Laura?
0. Yeah. I own it. I told you.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go.
You got to... Never mind.
Number 6.
Be quiet.
Mason.
Funches.
Mason.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park it is.
Like, I knew that
Mason
one.
Mason 3.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. This is easy.
I feel like I should really know this song. Like,
you guys should. This is definitely easy. This is a given.
All right. Keep going. Let it go.
We talked about it earlier today.
Mason.
League
of Their Own.
No. John, you actually talked about this. You brought it up today.
I brought up this movie.
Yes, you did. Mm.
I should listen to the show more.
So should I.
Two.
I don't know.
One.
No.
What
Punch?
Is it?
No.
Oh, man, that was Terminator.
What?
Oh.
I did bring it up.
You did bring it up. Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Funches. Ghostbusters.
Son of a...
All right, here's the next one.
Three for Funch, three for Mace.
Here we go.
Laura. Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Oh, that a girl. Laura.
Way to go, Laura.
I was like, I got to know this one, damn it.
Okay. All right, here goes number 10.
Funches, Ireland.
Funches.
The good, bad, the bad, and ugly.
Yeah, the good, bad, and the ugly it is.
Funches has taken really the lead, babe. 4-3.
Number 11.
Mason.
Ireland. Mason.
Godfather.
Godfather.
Oh, I had that.
Yeah.
I should have had that.
4-4.
Here
now, how many? Wait, hold on. How many are left?
I got 3 left.
All right.
I'm
Laura
out.
Laura and I are out. It's a shootout. Well, you have 3 left?
3 left, yes.
All right, Laura, we're not dead yet. Go ahead. One more with everybody.
All right, here goes.
Mason.
Right. Mason.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist it is, yes.
All right, now Laura and I are out. 2 left.
2 left.
Funch, you're 1 down. Mason, 5. Funches, 4. It's a 2-man race. Here we go.
Here we go.
Funch.
Mason. Funch.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Yay.
Yes. Nice.
Get it, baby. Get it.
So right, this so is this, the last one.
This
we've
is
had.
It.
This
it's is it. Mason, 5. Funch is 5.
I've never won a game of games, too.
All right, go. Let's
good
go.
Luck, let's go, Funchy.
Good luck, Funch. We're all counting on you.
Mace. Punch.
Mace.
3.
Avengers?
No.
2.
No.
1. Funch,
what do
you guess?
Funchy.
It's not 300, right?
Not 300, no.
No.
Oh.
Well, they both got it wrong now.
They both got it wrong. So they get the point?
Yeah, is that? Are you out of them now?
I'm out of them, yeah.
All right, so this is rare. It is. I can either make up a tiebreaker or we can give each of you half a point. What do you want to do?
Make up a tiebreaker.
Make up a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Let's finish this.
Or I can find a song real quick.
Okay. Now, Mason claims that he was in League of Their Own.
Yeah,
so,
it was
Mason,
in League
you
of
will
Their
have
own.
To go first.
Okay.
Closest without. Well, you can go over even. Closest.
Closest.
Mace, worldwide box office for League of Their Own, how much?
$101 million.
All right, so Funch, you get a decision to make. The play is go 102 or go 1. Mason says 101. Funch, what are you doing?
I think it was a pretty successful movie. Came out in the 90s. I'm just going to say 102 million. I think it was over than that.
All right. The worldwide box office for League of Their Own. $132 million.
Bam!
Funch!
Bam!
Bam!
Oh, Funchy!
First win of his career. Hey, trust me, Funch, you always remember your first time.
Yes,
always,
I do.
Always.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. You do.
Yep.
Even if it's not good.
One. Yep. Good job, Funch. See? Asserting
Funch,
himself.
Your first day as the full-time producer of Mason in Ireland, and you win it.
You've
I
heard
like
this,
it.
Right, Laura? We're throwing, we're kicking Bergman to the curb.
Why?
Well, she cut the promo.
You cut the promo. All the crap Bergman said about us yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I
Screw
told him.
Him.
I told him. Now, I was like, you got to be careful with what you say because it's going to bite you in the booty.
Oh, it is going to bite him.
Now, Laura, you wouldn't, like, we have several theories here.
Okay.
But you, I mean, we'd love to trade Bergman back to your show for Lindsay.
What do you think?
But we don't think you guys would do it. What would you vote?
That's a Sedano and Kaplan question. That's out of my pay grade.
Okay.
So.
Are either Sedano and Cap online yet?
There he is.
All right, there's Cap. All right, Cap, we would like to revisit the trade earlier that we made when we traded Lindsay for Bergman. We'd like to give you Bergman back. If you'll give us Lindsay back, what do you think?
I think first thought, just I got to know why.
Well, you, I mean, you
all right, do you have do you have the promo, Jorge?
Stand by.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Our producer basically went on the Sedano and Cappy show and trashed us yesterday.
You were on the show yesterday, Cap.
Cap, you were there.
Yeah.
This is treasonous.
You witnessed the carnage.
This is Bergman overplaying his hand. He thinks he has some type of support that he clearly doesn't have, at least not from us.
He said you guys sucked at interviews, and that's why you guys don't have
so
guests.
So we would like Wild. To, as they say in the NBA general manager circles, we would like to shed some salary.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'd like to create some
correct.
Cap space.
We're creating cap space. You know, here's the thing about Bergman as a producer.
I want a promotion.
When I worked
we would take you, Laura. Seriously, we would trade him for a bag of chips.
When I worked,
are there any chips left in the break room?
When I worked with Lindsay, every mm-hmm. single day she came to me with a whole bunch of ideas. Mm-hmm. Our show now is Ireland's ideas, my ideas, and the intern's ideas. Very little input from Bergman.
I've done probably 100 shows with Bergman and no Mason. I think he's giving me one idea in those 100 shows ever.
What? So where is Bergman today, though? Is he
he's
around?
He's at Disneyland.
I hope he's just.
Oh, he's at Disney?
I hope he's just nervous and upset and pissed off and angry that this has all come up and spilled out over his four-day weekend. Screw you, Bergman.
Hold on, Jorge.
The promo doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's been taken down.
Wait a second. Really?
Bergman is that sensitive?
He ordered it down.
Yeah.
He called the code red.
Doesn't exist.
He has that power.
I
know Amanda wouldn't.
I didn't hear it.
Well, that's just
what's
the thing, though. Is
I didn't hear it. I mean,
but
John said it.
I for one like it. I say go ahead and let it rip. They're gonna.
I have the audio. I have the audio that I cut. It's in the box.
Oh,
but
good. Play it.
But I don't. I mean, I ain't trying to get fired either.
No, you're not gonna get fired. You didn't say all this crap.
You might get hired.
Yeah, no.
To be the new producer of the Mason and Ireland.
You didn't trash Mason and Ireland, so you're gonna be okay.
Oh, I should excuse myself.
Cappy, how do you deal? How should we be dealing with this?
This is a really, really interesting question because he said what he said.
Yep.
You guys.
Completely sincere, by the way.
Right, you guys said that you think that he all of a sudden is starting to flex his muscle around there. When Amanda was hurt and she was down and Bergman stepped up, you're thinking that he's now feeling like he's no longer the mini boss. He's kind of elevated to, assistant to the assistant movie theater.
Well, no,
is that what you're saying?
If someone who was producing your show said the following about you, would you still want to work with them? Hit it, Jorge.
We had Keyshawn on today. That was a
guest. I heard that.
Yeah.
Why did you have Keyshawn on today?
Because he went to USC.
Oh.
And he's Keyshawn Johnson.
Not to talk about the Mandy.
But I heard him talking about like KD for like something ridiculous.
He brought that up.
What was happening there?
Yeah, he brought that up, which was really good. The only problem was, you know, Mason in Ireland, I'm sure he's going to get cut up at some point. And they're going to make fun of me, but
you think?
They didn't do a really good job with him. Keyshawn was great, but that interview was the reason why I don't want to have them have interviews.
Why weren't they good though? I don't understand.
I mean, it's just because they don't know how to play with him. They don't know how to have fun with him. Like you guys, when you talk to Boney, you're going to call him Boney and have a good time with him.
Yeah.
You don't feel like Mason and Ireland have fun with their guests?
Chris Morales is walking in right now, and I don't know if he's going to agree with me or make fun of me also.
No, he's going to agree with you.
Well, this is the reason. It's because that's why I don't like having guests on them, because they just don't ask the great questions anymore.
Yeah, let's,
wow, anymore.
Let's be extremely honest here. Bergman doesn't book guests because he doesn't like to work. He's lazy.
He doesn't book guests. He doesn't take calls.
He's the laziest
producer
I've ever worked with.
And he doesn't provide content.
Laziest producer
ever.
So if
he feels that way, Cap, why should we continue to work with him?
Well, let me ask you guys, what is his role on the show? I mean, if providing content is out.
That's out.
And if booking
taking
guests.
Calls,
taking screening calls out.
Okay, so if he doesn't do any of the things that you guys think a producer is supposed
to
do.
Sedano, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble on Monday, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said on the air. And then we reminded him he was off on Monday because it's 4th of July. We told him it was Tuesday was coming.
Happy holiday, man. Let's just soak in this for a couple of days, man. Let this get in your head and scare you to death.
Hey, fellas, can I ask you, if you want to trade Bergman for Lindsay?
Yes, we do.
And we're not necessarily inclined to want to make that trade.
You need more?
I'm wondering what else you might throw in.
Well, we're not trading Jorge. I know you're going to ask
Jorge.
About, you're not
Cap, how about money?
How much?
Cash considerations.
How much you want?
I don't know yet.
Future number one draft picks. We've got our 27 and our 29. What do you think?
How about Talen Horton Tucker?
Talen Horton Tucker.
I don't want THT. I don't want THT that much.
How about John Wall?
How about Arizona State? They're a free agent right now.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're wide open. They got nowhere
open.
To go. Yeah.
Joining a league.
Wow, so you guys are going to push Bergman back out off of the Mason.
Yeah, I don't know where he thought his support base was, because you guys aren't going to take him.
Other thing was, I don't know if you heard, but you didn't hear the rest. He said, they don't ask good questions anymore. And I was like, anymore? What do you mean? Like, did they used to ask great questions and they stopped asking the same questions that used to be great and today they ask really bad questions? Like,
he's completely entitled to his opinion, but I don't think we want him working on our show.
Sedano, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble on Monday, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Why do you think Keyshawn was great?
Here's some of the specific stuff that he said.
Hang on one second. Are we listening to George live or are we listening to tape? I'm trying to figure out.
Now.
Okay. Oh, you're here now. Okay.
We're live.
We'll do it live.
He just basically said that you guys just ask cliched type questions that, you know, that it just not. That's these are his words.
Yeah, these are his words.
Yeah, that you guys just ask cliche type questions that you don't really get anything out of anybody. And he said that we do, that we get fun right. out of people.
I disagree, so though.
He should be producing your show, George.
No, no,
what
but I
think?
Disagree.
Well, we've already had that. You know what I mean? Like, we're good with Lindsay, unless we're allowed to have two producers.
Well, we would rather have zero than Greg.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Because Mace, he's not doing anything.
We self-produce.
But when he says that you guys don't get fun out of guests, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the no, not really come from? You know, where did the Dave Roberts, no.
No, not really.
Well, but that was forced, is I think what his point
Mason
was.
Is wrong. You
analytics are always right, correct?
Wow, no.
That's Joe Madden.
Yeah. he's saying that you guys had to plan it, right? Like it's not natural, is what his
right.
His
and if you feel that way, George, don't you think he should be producing a different show?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, I joked with him. I said, you know, because we joked, and somebody said something. Oh, you can come back to our show. I'm like, I don't know about that. And then,
I said, Travis and Slee will give us Emily. For
well, that's what I was going to ask you. Would you guys?
Yeah.
Want Emily?
So I mentioned Emily. Travis and Slee, and I'm like, you've always been trying to angle to work earlier anyway, you know.
That might be the spot.
The reason is because that's why I don't like having guests on them, because they just don't ask the great questions anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to work with them anymore.
I don't want to work with them anymore either.
I don't. You guys think I'm kidding.
I'm dead serious. Okay, so we have a lot of made-up radio beefs here.
Yeah.
This is for real. I am genuinely pissed off.
How did we actually even get down this road, Cappy? Like, how did that happen?
Here's what happened.
We were talking about Mike Bone and Martin Jarman. That's
right, and we said we wanted to put both athletic directors on the air at the same time. And Bergman said, oh, that's a real problem. We said, why? What's the issue? He said, well, Mason and Ireland want Mike Bone. We're like, so do we.
Hang on. Hold that thought. Hit the stager.
Oh, yeah. ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256 CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in L.A. sports radio history.
Oh, my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk. Presented by Coors Light. Coors Light. Made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Reason is because that's why I don't like having guests on them, because they just don't ask the great questions anymore.
Yeah, we just won show of the year, you dumbass.
So Mace, so Cappy's right. So then Cappy and I were like, well, wait a second. You know, Greg's like, well, George, I know you have a relationship with Martin Jarman. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Like,
I don't know even know who Martin Jarman is.
The UCLA athletic director.
UCLA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
First, yeah, he's like the youngest athletic director in the country. And I said, yeah, but Cappy's known Boney. Like, he calls him Boney. Like, he's known Boney.
Right. I mean, Bone's been on our show. Back in the day when he first got hired, I asked him about, are you considering a change at head coach?
That is not accurate.
Yeah.
But Cappy, you've known Boney for
question.
How long?
Oh, I don't know, 15 years or so?
Yeah. So yeah.
How did you know him from Ohio?
I didn't know him from Ohio. I knew him when he was the athletic director at San Diego State.
Oh, God. Yes. I didn't realize he was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's why we said, well, yeah, we should have them both on because we both have real relationships with them. And that's when he went down that path. He's like, okay, well, I'm good with that since you guys have real relationships with them. And then he started getting in on you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not – so I'm not in favor of, like, just random guests. I mean, those obviously are on the mark. I wouldn't necessarily do, you know, the Mike Bone interview or the Martin Jarman interview, but you guys should totally do it. Here's what would happen if Lindsay went on to, let's just do a random thought experiment. I like when people on ESPN say we're having a thought experiment. So let's have one.
Okay. Let's have one.
Okay. So Lindsay goes on Travis and Sliwa and just trashes you guys.
Right.
What's the result?
Oh, we're going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The result is George is going to be having a conversation with Lindsay. That's what's going to happen. I can tell you that, Mace. I'll be like, yo, leave me out of this, man. You handle this.
Okay. Well, then there you go. Then I will be the one having the conversation with Lindsay.
I don't want
Lindsay
to have a conflict.
We're not joking. We're not actually not kidding.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, you do what you got to do.
What happens from here, though, Mace? What do you do? How do you take this up the ladder of management?
I think the best plan, Ireland, tell me if this is right, is to keep Bergman in his current role where he acts like a producer but doesn't actually bring any ideas or guests or calls to the show.
Yeah. Okay, I have a, I have a source.
We just beat him up every single day.
I have a source that's giving me information.
Oh, good. Ready for this? Bergman?
No, not Bergman.
This is insider information, George? Like real info?
Insider. Okay, mm-hmm. deep inside.
You feel like this is a, you know, the kind of person that is telling you something that you can put this out on the air. You feel confident in your source.
I asked the person, can I say this on the air? And they said, they smiled. They just sent a smiling emoji.
So go ahead and say it.
So they said, Mason demanded Greg pull the promo that was airing from yesterday.
100% no.
The bit that we were doing about the Key interview.
100% no. I did not pull that promo.
Okay.
Well, I pulled that promo?
Jorge somebody would know who pulled the promo.
George's contact.
Put the promo back in there. I did not say take it down. Now, Bergman told me. Well, let's just go inside here. So, Bergman.
I'm not saying it was Bergman who sent me that text. I'm just telling you. It was just an insider.
Here's
a source.
I'll read you the exact chant so you know exactly how it came down.
I believe you. Go ahead.
I texted Greg, why were you trashing us on Sedano and Cap yesterday? It's playing in a promo on the station. Blanky look genuinely pisses me off.
Blanky look?
Yeah, blanky.
So then Bergman got scared, is what you're saying.
Bergman said, I asked Mario to take it down. I haven't heard it, but sorry. It was supposed to be a play on the non-guest stuff, but I'm sure it sounded bad. Mario said he's taking it down.
Wait, why did you make him sound like Eeyore?
That's because he's scared and I'm nervous because my guys are mad at me, and I'm at Disneyland with my daughter, and I'm getting these text messages, and I'm so upset about it.
Oh, you know,
I'm
he's shaking
Tuesday.
In his boots right now. Oh, he's, like, seriously,
you know,
sure,
what
he
the worst? He's having a terrible time because wants to be there and be present with his daughter.
Yeah.
But I know that feeling. And all he's thinking about is, oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. Why did my big mouth get me into trouble?
Yeah, right. Here's one more. Here's one more text from
Greggy.
Hold on.
And everyone's now tweeting at him now. So that makes it even worse for sure.
He says, I'll take it on Tuesday. Sucks. I can't be on today to address it. Sorry it had to go down
that
way.
Well,
we're hearing through a promo. Should have addressed off air.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why can't he address it today?
Yeah, why couldn't
he
just
Disneyland.
Call you?
Yeah, but he can call.
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
he could have called you.
Try calling Bergman. F it. I bet he'll pick up. Try calling him.
He won't pick up.
Oh, he will.
You think so?
Oh, he's scared.
Oh, he's probably, well, all the tweets are definitely scaring him for sure.
Oh, he should be genuinely, because I'll tell you what, I said going into the Mandy Awards, the most important award to me was Show of the Year. And my idea is I really like our team, right? Me and Ireland and Jorge and Bergman. That's one of the reasons why. And Bergman has essentially alienated the rest of the show. How do
we
deal
Jorge.
With this?
Not
Jorge.
Jorge,
are you
he only
angry
alienated
with
you too.
Bergman?
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of what he said about us on the show?
I wonder what he says about me behind my back.
Oh, exactly.
Good question, Jorge. Yeah.
Very good question. Oh, did he pick up? No, he's ringing him right now. Yeah, so anyways, that we got that going on.
We absolutely did not countermand
the promo.
We were egging him on at that point.
Of course, yeah.
You know, we were not going to let that moment pass. And then Chris happened to be in the room and
right.
was like, oh, that is definitely going to be a promo.
Well, we brought it back and played it a few times. We just played it virtually in its entirety. It's like, it just makes Bergman look bad.
Well, hey guys, apparently, I have an update on Bergman. He's on the line for Matterhorn, and he refuses to come on the air.
Wow. Matterhorn.
Line
huh?
at the
How
Matterhorn.
Long's the line, did he say?
Pretty long, I'm sure.
Said he's about to get on the ride right now.
Oh, about to get on the ride.
That's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And by the way, Morales is now texting me and saying he's upset at you, Mace.
Oh, what did I do?
That you've lost a friend, apparently.
Oh, I've lost a friend. What did I do?
That
I
he's
lost
upset that you pulled that you made Greg pull the promo.
I did it.
I now believe that Mason had a role in getting the promo
pulled. Play the entire.
Hey.
3-year contract.
Hey now,
3-year deal.
It's Friday before a holiday weekend. It's effing Friday, but you don't have to eff it right now.
Come on.
I dumped it. Did you dump it?
See, Mace, now you're only one behind me on curses.
You know what? Normally it's Sedano.
Yeah.
Sedano. Who curses during
Oh, this, see, this is exactly the type of crosstalk we need every day. We need Bergman to say stupid stuff every day.
Well, trust me.
What are you guys going to do, though? I want to say maybe rather than trading him or firing him. Maybe...
Well, he wouldn't be fired. He would still be the assistant program director. We just wouldn't have to deal with
it. Right, but you'd be firing him essentially from your show.
Correct.
And that would really, really upset him.
Mm.
No, it wouldn't.
I'll tell you why. Aww. I'll tell you why it will. You want to know why it will?
Poor Gregory.
Because as you guys point out, you say he doesn't come up with ideas.
Yep.
He doesn't take calls.
Yep.
He doesn't book guests.
Yep.
But what does he do on the show?
It's a fair question. He occasionally says something about UCLA basketball.
Right. But
just randomly, UCLA
or the Raiders.
Basketball. Or the Raiders sometimes.
But Mace, his contribution to the show is he's on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the question is, do you push him off the show or do you punish him? Do you take from him what he wants the most?
Mm.
Because what he wants the most is not to take calls, not to book guests.
Is to talk on the radio.
He wants to be on the air.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be the great Gregory.
So, Donald, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble on Monday, aren't I?
Yes.
So now.
Penalty box, Mace. You put him in the penalty
box. Yeah. Well, Ireland texted me and said, let's just freeze him out for a while.
There you go.
Just put
like they did to Isaiah Thomas on the Dream Team.
Put him in the deep freeze.
That's the move.
You got to think of like a new 2020. Sort of like hazing thing because you can't haze people anymore. But I'm saying like a 2020 version.
Anymore.
No, but like a 2020 version where he has to be punished. Is
the freeze out. I like the freeze out.
Hey, we're going to do a night at a Dodgers game. It's going to be Laura, Jorge, Lindsay, and no Bergman.
There you go.
Okay, there's one
from
punishment.
Now on, he's out.
Punishment.
You're either with us or against us.
Mm-hmm.
He's against us.
You put him in the penalty box, and you decide when he comes out of the penalty box. Mm-hmm. Mason is a chicken bleep.
Now, when did that come up?
Oh, I said that for what was the reason I said that?
Yeah,
for?
What is this? Just
oh, I know why I said that.
Ireland?
Oh,
was this
now
from
I know.
Yesterday's
no.
show? Did you do an entire show banging on our show?
Oh, I did say that to Greg, and here's why. Because you said, I don't want to go to the Big Ten because I want to win the national championship. You hired Lincoln Riley because you're going to win a national championship regardless of your contract.
Yeah, correct. But my opinion is completely logical. It would be easier to win the Pac-12 than it is to win the Big Ten. You
but
can't
it was
deny
also,
that.
Right,
that's a
but
fact.
You would also be in a Pac-12 that had no revenue.
Right, and if you lost one game in the Pac-12, you wouldn't make the playoff anyway.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what
promo.
Else crap.
So
came
that's
up
why
on
I called
show
you
yesterday.
Chicken
Hang
bleep.
On a second. Here's
I
the whole
say this,
promo.
Greg, while you're here, Mason is a chicken bleep. Okay,
ooh,
I heard him say, "I don't want to go to the Big Ten."
I just redid it for you.
It's harder to win. Yeah, you know what? That's what you hired Lincoln Riley for, bro. You're supposed to win national championships here, regardless of where the hell you're playing and who the hell you're playing. That's what I said.
So I wasn't listening yesterday, so I didn't hear. Thank God I didn't hear.
I'm
any
stunned
of this stuff.
That you weren't listening because I usually run.
I normally am. I had to run to a thing yesterday, but I mean, basically, the show was just talking about our behind our backs.
No. That came up when Bergman said the thing. That was like in addition to. That was like, oh, and by the way, now that you mentioned it, I was listening and Mason said this. But me calling you a chicken bleep because of a sports take is not a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you and I have had way worse episodes than that.
I don't give an F.
Especially on a Friday.
On a Friday, exactly.
Yeah,
Friday,
before a holiday.
But what
are you
going to feel
Big
good?
Friday.
Does it make you feel good to know at all, though, that right now, Bergie is at Disney. He's trying so hard to be with his daughter.
He just got a call on the Matterhorn.
Yeah, and he's now stewing.
Matterhorn, highly underrated, by the way.
You're in his head.
Yep.
On a day where really, you know, we kind of would love it for him to relax, enjoy his child, enjoy Disneyland.
That's fun.
Right. But that, now but you're no. in his head in the Matterhorn.
Cappy, what do you do for 4th of July? I would imagine you're just like party central.
You know what, Mace? I am trying to take it down a notch this weekend.
Why?
What are you doing?
I want to try and just be very beach centric
nice.
All weekend long.
It's funny. That's what we're going to do, too. How are you doing it?
Well, I have several different beaches that I would like to visit this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are those?
Well,
Solana.
First one is Solana Beach. Okay, it's kind of like my hometown beach,
yep.
Solana Beach.
Great
Cardiff.
Town.
Okay,
Solana.
Great. Black's Beach in La Jolla.
Isn't that the nude beach?
It is. It
oh,
is.
Cappy.
Cappy, you're going to a naked beach?
Did you see Cappy took a picture with the trophies, the Mandy trophies in the nude?
God no.
Yeah.
God, no. Thankfully, I've avoided that.
Yeah. Mace, I took a picture of the three Mandys in front of me. I'm naked.
Yeah,
I'm
and then you saw the reflection of his own Mandy.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah, this is a very strong effort, Cap. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I said to George, I said, is this picture, like, can I publish this picture? Can I put this out on Instagram of me naked with the Mandy's in front of me? And first George was like, yeah. And I'm like, but just, like, zoom in a little bit closer and see what you think.
And then
he,
I was like,
zoomed
ooh,
in. Yeah.
No. You might want to retake those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to have to retake them.
Morales, well, I'm sure you've got a long weekend to be able to accomplish your naked picture standing in front of the Mandy Awards, or behind the Mandy Awards, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd like to go to Black's Beach, which is, yes, it is a naked beach. I'm not really a naked beach person.
Will you go nude?
I have never done it.
Yeah, I just think it's
weird. Why not, Cappy? A few drinks? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not, but I run on that beach, and then I see these naked dudes walking at me, and I just think to myself, wouldn't it be funny if I, too, were naked, and they were checking me out as I was checking them out, but I'm running by. I'm like, you can't help but look at naked people when you're on the beach.
You know,
like
I go to a place called Esalen up at Big Sur, and it's a clothing optional place, and, you know, I never wear my clothes. I don't care. And nobody does. Like, you go to that environment, and nobody really cares. Nobody really looks. I don't think.
Cappy's a voyeur, though.
You look. You're a voyeur.
I do.
Oh, my God. Dude, you haven't heard the stuff we talk about? Like, he literally knows what everybody's doing on our show because he's looking on their social media all day.
Oh, right. He's stalking everybody on social media.
Yeah. And the other night when Laura was doing...
He was creepy with my boyfriend at the mansion.
You were...
Oh, my God, he was.
What was he doing?
So
do we have that audio? Can we find that?
I do. I have it. Let me pull it. Hold on.
Yeah. I mean, so the visual is way worse. Mm-hmm. He was literally, Mace and John, when I tell you, he was looking at him up and down. Like, he was like, oh, man, what kind of a specimen is this? Like, that was literally, like, the look he was giving him.
Really?
He was like, I was like, Cap, this is uncomfortable. Like, it was not a joke what I was saying, that it was uncomfortable. And you can hear Beto and Clinton, who was on with us, they were both on with us at the same time, having the same reaction.
So, Cappy, you admire, we have it, Laura?
Okay, Christian.
Here it is.
To the people who know how you are going.
Look at this superstar that just arrived.
That's what you need.
Wow.
You know, Laura just pulled up. What's going on?
Your girl did her hair.
Is this TiVo? I'm Scott. Oh. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Well, maybe he doesn't want to be known, bro.
Yeah, what are we doing? He's just
remember, he gets hidden on Instagram. He doesn't want to be known. Why you got to put
Why don't you have an emoji on?
I was going to say. You should have brought him an emoji mask.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm taking a look at this guy right here. Yeah. Good looking.
What are you, sizing him up? Yeah, what's going on here?
You're so creepy,
Scott's
bro.
Out here up, down, and
why
people,
are you
and
so creepy?
We have it with everybody.
We haven't even started the red carpet show.
Sorry, man. So what are you wearing? You know?
Scott, you might be off the broadcast for the 360 cam.
Yeah, Yank.
This is how you're going to be treating guests. We can't have that. We can't have that.
Smell delicious.
And he does, right?
Smells great, right?
That's got to be like cool water.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's not cool water.
Using words like delicious to describe somebody.
What is that, cool water?
Not problematic at all.
Why are you such a creepy person?
He smells delicious?
He wasn't,
is that what
by the way,
I mean, you were like in a trance right now.
I was going to say, he couldn't even hear the question because he's too busy focused on what's going on in front of him.
Well, I really like what this gentleman is wearing.
Yeah.
I like his ring.
Yeah.
I like his hair.
Yeah.
Like his eyes.
Yeah.
And he's got,
what else?
Wow. Good looking
this
guy.
This for real?
Good looking guy.
Absolute member of the Handsome Man community. I mean, this is not a question. But we knew this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is not new.
Yeah, Laura shouldn't be surprised at all.
I'm gonna pull it down because just keeps going.
Yeah, just so it's like
he
one
said he
long.
Smelled, he delicious. Smelled delicious.
Smelled
that was
delicious.
The one that was
Beto
like,
agreed.
Whoa.
Cappy, what are you doing?
Beto agreed that he smelled delicious.
But what are you doing? What are you?
I was complimenting him.
It's super Ogling. Creepy. That's the first time you ever met him.
Yeah, yes. I was complimenting the guy. I'm like, hey, you got a cool ring, cool nose.
First
ring,
impressions
great
are
hair.
Everything, and he's impressed by how creepy you are.
Perhaps, but. I just wanted to give the guy, you know, some compliments.
His proper due.
All right.
Yeah.
It smells delicious.
He is hot.
There you go.
You meet him, Mace?
What's that?
Did you meet him?
I didn't meet. Did I meet him?
You did. He loved your shoes.
I met so many people that night, so okay. I apologize. Yeah.
Okay. I did. He was the super hot guy.
Oh, Mace. Right. Wait a minute. He smelled delicious.
Yes.
He
did. That guy. He did. That he guy.
Did. Yep.
Right, Mace's car is about to smell delicious in 6 minutes.
Be here Tuesday at 1 o'clock as we confront Bergman over his trashing of us yesterday on Sedano and Cappy. In the meantime, it is the holiday weekend. No better way to start it than the Sedano and Cappy show, and it's coming at you now. 710 ESPN. Have a great weekend.